Nick Bowman from Klein has asked for a video on how to build an MCP server from scratch using Klein. And let me show you. Make an MCP server which manages a to-do list. Okay, bam. That's very simple. Let's see what happens if I just do that. Command is waiting for confirmation. Please type Y. Okay. So it seems like Klein can't interact with this interactive CLI stuff. Whatever, we're just going to have to manually accept. Now it's going to npm install. And now it's going to implement the actual logic of the functionality that I told it to view the list, add the items, update, delete, you know. Very simple. I haven't actually told it to do much else from the start. You know, I'm just approving the stuff that it says. Looks like it had an error reading the file, so it's going to try a different way. You know, we could have had it on auto approve, so I don't have to keep manually pressing approve. Might do that. So I just turned on auto approve, and let's just see what it does. So yeah, it's going to edit this file. And there we go. So now Klein has actually edited its own settings to be able to run the MCP server we just made. And now it's, you see here, it says MCP server is updated. That was so easy, guys. Obviously, this is a very simple bare bones MCP server, but honestly, I just gave Klein one command to make it, zero prompt. We've pretty much zero prompted an MCP server, and it's tested it itself. It can add to-dos, update, delete, list. Perfect. Task completed, guys. That's how easy it is to make MCP servers with Klein. Let's see, like, how could I use this MCP server in my Klein workflow? So I'm going to say, like, if we had a really big programming task, we could be like, make a plan to implement light/dark mode toggle to this website. Put all steps in the plan into the to-do MCP server. And let's see if we can have Klein use the MCP server of the to-do list we just made to kind of manage the task that it has to do. You can see, look, check it out. You can see that it's actually adding the to-do list items. So it's using that MCP server we just created to, you know, be used in our coding workflow. So it's just what I made is just a very basic to-do list, but you could make it specific to your flow. So you could say, like, ensure that testing is done. You can, in your to-do list for each item, you could have, like, a property of, like, has this been tested? Have tests been written for this function kind of thing? So it always knows to check for the tests and stuff.